Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. And we have selected a fun book that I know our younger listeners, you guys are going to enjoy. It is time to hit the ice. We're going to shine the spotlight on a book titled Hockey Karma that has just been released by Animal Media Group and critically acclaimed author Howard Shapiro. Howard, it's his first time on the program. Good evening, Howard.
How are you doing, Elissa? Thank you for having me on.
I'm doing great, enjoying this Thanksgiving holiday. And I want you to set the stage for all of our listeners, because Hockey Karma, it is what the culminating volume of your Forever Friends trilogy, picking up 10 years after the award-winning The Hockey Saint Ends. Tell us about the series. Tell us about the book. I understand this is your fourth one.
Sure, yeah. It's the fourth hockey theme book that I've done. This is the it's the last book in a trilogy, as you mentioned, which started out. And one thing I always want to point out also is that, you know, anybody who is interested in it, I set it up specifically so that the reader doesn't have to go back to the second book or even back to the first book. I mean, they're interconnected, but they're not. It's not like you have to read the second to know what's going on in the third. It's, you know, just like if you saw, you know, the sequel to a movie, you don't have to know, you know. Most of the time, you have to know what's going on first to know what's going on.
Right.
These are kind of standalone. So anyway, but it started out in 2012 with a book I did called The Stereotypical Freaks, which is the first graphic novel that I did, which is about these four kids, high school kids in a band, or they form a band to be in their high school's Battle of the Bands. And so when I was promoting that, I was talking to somebody who was in the publishing business and who really liked it, and he said, you know, one of the things that you should think about doing is doing a series. Those actually do very well. And I didn't, I kind of thought of it just being a standalone and that was going to be it. I wasn't sure what I was going to do next. And so, I took that advice and thought, I was thinking how I wanted to do something with hockey again, because I did the two previous hockey books were in 2007 and 2008, and it built up a pretty good audience, and I wanted to get back, and I had a good idea involving hockey. So I did the Hockey Saint, which is connected again to the first one, but not, you know, not substantially. We just kind of made a little tricky left turn with one of the characters and got into a hockey-type situation, and then this book takes place, Hockey Karma takes place 10 years after that, which is kind of the main character who's sort of like a Wayne Gretzky, Sidney Crosby type, Michael Jordan, kind of the best player in the world, is basically at the end of his career due to injuries and wear and tear. And it's basically about the two characters from the prior books, their friendship, but also what this character Jeremiah Jacobson is going to do with the rest of his life. And so it's a lot of fun to do. It's again, there's a lot of hockey stuff in this one, because I got some comments back that, you know, there wasn't maybe enough hockey action in the previous book, The Hockey Saint, and so it was a lot of fun to do and work with a very talented illustrator. And you know, it's like you said, it's been well received so far.
He is the best-selling author. The title of his new book is Hockey Karma. Howard Shapiro is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. If you're just tuning in, connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. You can always go back and listen to our entire interview, our entire conversation with Howard and all of our amazing guests tonight at SB Nation Radio at podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com. So, Howard, it's fascinating. I mean, you have written for children's books, graphic novels, and I'm just curious, I mean, what led you to writing these books and the inspiration behind that? Tell us that story.
Well, I do a few school visits every year, and, you know, I go on and talk about literacy and, you know, and the importance of reading and writing to usually elementary school kids. And the one I was at, this is back in 2010, the librarian, as we were walking out, he goes, one of the things, you know, you should think about doing are these graphic novels. I said, I didn't even know what they were. I mean, I knew what they were, but I wasn't familiar with them other than like the 300, which became a movie. And he's saying that, you know, kids, especially boys who aren't really, might not necessarily be interested in reading, he goes, they love these. They're more or less like expanded comic books. And so then I went to, public library and I took out about six of them, and I just really, I mean, I devoured them. I, you know, usually like the first sitting, and I really loved doing them and or reading them, and I thought, you know, something new to try. So so I gave it a shot, and it's probably the only thing I'll ever do again because I just love them so much, and they're really fun to do, and it involves a lot of different elements. It's almost like writing a movie, because what I do is I write it in sort of a screenplay type of script and give it to the illustrator, and you know, they're a lot of fun to do, and it's a real collaborative effort. And but they're always, you know, they're not necessarily, I mean, the three that I've done aren't necessarily, I mean, I try and impart some life lessons in there and not, like, you know, necessarily hit the person over the head with that. You know, there's a lot, like in this book, for example, there's issues talk about substance abuse and aging and the gender equality gap and all these kind of social issues that I kind of am able to weave them in, and that's the beauty of the graphic novel. It gives you that opportunity to do that, and you know, and again, these are not overt. You know, sometimes they're very subtle, but you know, hopefully, when a person's done reading it, they'll, you know, especially if it's a kid, they'll maybe say to their parents or talk to their dad or mom or dad or whomever, teacher at school, the librarian, and ask maybe questions about some of the things that are brought up in the story. So they're so much fun to do, and I hope that comes across to anybody who's reading.
Definitely, yes. Howard Shapiro, his new book, Hockey Karma. You know, so are the characters in the book, I mean, are they based on real-life people?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yes and no. It is a fictional story, but there's a little bit in like for Jacobson, for example, he's kind of a combination of Arthur Ashe because of his charitable background, and Jim Brown and Ricky Williams from Down Your Way in Texas. Guys who were who didn't want to just be known as athletes. You know, they didn't want to just be pigeonholed as football players. They had a social conscience. You know, so he's got a little bit of those guys in him, and Tom, the other main characters, sort of in some ways based on me. I've sort of used all the books I've done, you know, that the character of Tom has kind of grown through the books I've done. This is actually my eighth book, and seven stories, and then I did a bio as well. And through the seven stories, the Tom character has sort of been me, you know, it's been sort of my doppelganger. So, but again, not like necessarily just like inspired by or, you know, things, you know, especially for Jacobson, there's not one specific player, but I tried to use, like, you know, again, he's at the end of his career, and I kind of used or was inspired by, like, Wayne Gretzky's retirement, Chris Chelios' retirement, to some extent, Jaromir Jagr's non-retirement, you know. Some of these guys who, you know, are at the very top of the game, and how it's impossible to accept being a second-tier player. And I think in some ways that also, again, this is my goal, was to make it so that, you know, again, this is dealing with athletes, and which, you know, is the 0.1% of the population. But I think everybody, no matter what your job is, you know, there's always somebody coming, you know, a new person coming in, and maybe somebody younger, you know, who, you know, I think we've all had feelings of like trying to being replaced, no matter what it might be. Mm-hmm. It might be an industry you're in that's fading or something like that. I think everybody has that kind of fear of being replaced or being that you can be replaced at any time. And so I wanted to kind of bring that out and show the way that Jacobson's dealing with it, and not necessarily making it a negative, but making it a positive. So so I hope it's relatable as well.
Absolutely. Hockey Karma, it is filled with characters that you will cheer for on and off the ice, more than a hockey story. As Howard was just talking about, it touches on a number of different things that I think everybody can identify with. Go out and get a copy of that. The holidays are here. Great stocking stuffer. I got to get that out. And of course, it is titled Hockey Karma, and the author is Howard Shapiro. Beautifully done. Congratulations on that. And Howard, we look forward to another conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. It was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com.